Well, it was my father who raised me. I never knew my mother. Maybe I was adopted, but I don't think so. So, okay, we were okay with money. My father owned a factory, but I never felt, how do you say, snobbish. So, you know, every single day I went with my father to work, and while he was in his office, I was out in the halls with the workers. I got to know sewers and storage workers. My very best friend was this huge guy from Cuba. He was very kind and he was a boxer. In 1972, the Olympics were held in Munich, not far from where we lived. And one day, my Cuban friend came running up to me and he had a lure in his hand and he was yelling, "I'm going to box in the Olympics! I'm going to box the heavyweight class!" Oh, it was a big thing for him. But also for me, for my father thought it was okay that I joined him to Munich. We hitchhiked all the way and came just in time for the opening ceremony. My Cuban friend had his first fight against a Polish slugger. Oh. It didn't take more than 30 seconds before the Polish was lying on the floor in a daze. Win after win, my friend was unstoppable in this Meisterschaft. And in fact, he ended up as Olympic champion. He had become a star. People flocked around him. It was complete chaos. Everybody. Well, and we lost each other. I could have gone home, but at the time I got a taste for adventure. So before I knew what, I was in America. See, it was one of the substitutes on the American basketball team who dragged me along. Oh yes, I remember New York very good. And I loved Queens, Queens. Here, the street was the great arena. Here, basketball stars were made. Graffiti became art and I got into hip-hop. And from here, hip-hop was world famous. It was the basketball player who introduced me to his friends in the hip-hop crowd. And they recorded their own music. They played concerts and they liked me. So I joined them on the tour, and at first in the States and then in Europe. Oh, those were crazy times. I think it was in 1985. I don't know. We were standing on the scene. It was the largest stadium in Gothenburg. Nya Ullevi. I don't know. It was packed with people. They were ecstatic. And in one of the extras, I was thrown from the stage and into the sea of people. I blacked out and I waked up on a bus headed for Norway. I was so alone. I had to make it on my own. So the years went by and not much happened. Well, it was kind of boring, predictable. Hip-hop concerts became jogging, skiing in the winter, evenings in front of the TV, time ticking slowly, you know, tick-tock, tick-tock. Nothing happening at all, and then everything becomes dark. For a long time, and I was asking myself, is this the end to it all? And I got the answer short time ago. A bright light overwhelmed me. See, it wasn't the end, but the opposite. My father taught me patience, I'll give him that. And now, I feel ready for new rounds. Just come and pick me up. Who I am? A red Adidas tracksuit, in perfect shape. And right now, I'm in Fretex.